Blog Talk Radio.
Now listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing how to have holistic sex and relationships with Concerta. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertains to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, don't forget to like us on Facebook on facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Everything spelled correctly. And for all my queens out there while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. And the Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, which is the women. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. And again, that's thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. I will be revamping the site soon. We will be coming up with some more articles, some more information. So definitely go check that out. All right, y'all. So I'm glad to see that everybody's getting settled in. Again, like I said, if you're logged into the chat and you would like to participate in the chat, because I know the conversation will definitely be flowing tonight, you can either create or sign into your account by clicking the link in the upper right-hand corner. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on our featured guest tonight, Kinsir. Are you on the line?
Peace, Queen. I'm here.
Peace. All right, y'all, this is a powerful brother, well-equipped to speak on the subject at hand. I mean, you know, we're really going to go in and definitely give, you know, like I said, on the promo, we're going to talk about it from an untold and unique perspective. And, you know, so we're really going to go and we're really going to talk about it. And so if you haven't really heard about Kinsir, Kinsir has his own holistic therapy company, actually called Inside Body by Kinsir. I mean, they are on point. I mean, they are doing their thing. They're definitely putting it down. This brother is powerful, informative, just everything you need from somebody to get your health right. So if you want to go over there and definitely check that out, that's InsideBodyByKinsir.com. You could definitely do so. So you ready to get into this topic?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we're going to start off by talking about the holistic aspects of relationships. So what exactly is a relationship?
Okay. All right. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me. All right. I'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in. But what a relationship is simply anything that we have in common with, such as the air we breathe, water, food, neighbors in our community or family, and more importantly, the relationship and bonds we form with ourselves. People don't create relationships. We can only participate in it. Relationships are something from our Creator. So each relationship is for a purpose, is definitely for a reason.
So, I mean, in this society where it's often not looked at in that way in general, so, you know, what exactly are we taught about relationships? How is that wrong? How is that right? How is that helping?
Well, the society we live in, we're taught the cultural view of relationships, which as an African-centered thinking people, we're taught something that's outside of our true and original nature, which includes a matrilineal marriage, which is standard in this culture. Also in this culture, it teaches us homosexuality, pornography, pedophilia, bestiality, necrophilia. These are also practiced in this culture, and that's what we're taught. Also, we are taught that big butts and big thighs are a part of how we introduce ourselves to women. We meet the woman's thighs and breasts before we meet the actual woman. You know, we're taught a sex game that's so simple that even a child can follow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as African-centered thinking people, we definitely need to upgrade our culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, as it pertains to sex. We're sexual inventors. You know, we need to be inventing and creating with our mates.
Definitely true. All right, so from that, and in comparison to what we're actually taught about relationships, what is a holistic relationship exactly?
Well, a holistic relationship has a spiritual center and is based on universal law, which we call Ma'at. These are the same laws that govern the moon, the stars, the earth, the ocean tides. This is a relationship that we as African males and females, it increases the bond, the union that we have. And it's another way for us to serve our Creator. And when I say the union, you know, we as a culture, we practice many forms of relationships. You know, in our culture, we were polygamous. Not just a matrilineal relationship. And when I say these relationships, socially engineered or seasoned African will look down upon this as a sexual playground. We can't confuse our relationships with an orgy or a sexual playground. That's called Easter. You know, Easter, we're taught that bunnies lay eggs. Any child knows that bunnies don't lay eggs. You know, that was just a symbol of fertility. And it was used in cultural rituals to increase sexual orgies. That has nothing to do with our polygamous and polygynous relationships. And this type of social engineering poisons our African thoughts on relationships. That's why communication in relationship is very vital. It's a very important tool.
Definitely. Could you go in a little bit more on what effective communication skills are?
Okay, I'm just give some examples. For one, you know, when African male speaks to an African woman, we have to say what we feel, then what we think. As African females, we should say what we think, then what we feel. Because that's how we relate to each other. We're not total opposites coming together. We're a union making a whole. Two wholes forming a union to make one complete whole. Each male and female has an aspect of their mother and their father. So we have to embrace both sides of that. And for an African man to embrace the African woman in him, that's called his gentleman. You know, we shouldn't be afraid to express that in a relationship.
Definitely. I feel like that's where a lot of the blockages in our relationships come from, especially, you know, even gathering from our own personal experiences, and I'm sure a lot of sisters can relate to this. A lot of brothers view being in touch with their feminine aspect inside of them as something that's, you know, related to homosexuality or, you know,
right.
Something that's, you know, punk or a sissy type thing to do, and it's not manly,
right.
It's not masculine. But being overly masculine is actually homosexual when you actually think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
right.
It's a balance of those energies. It's a balance of, you know, understanding both sides and understanding what you need to express and when you need to express it. I'm not saying bust out crying in the middle of the street or nothing like that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely, when you're with your woman and when you're with your lady, you definitely need to not, you know, try and be so hard and tensed up, you know. It's about letting it flow and being, you know, more grounded into that, I guess, what they call the romantic, I don't really like that word, but that aspect of yourself, that central side.
Right, right. We're Afro-manic because
okay.
We're from Africa. Romantic from Rome.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we have to understand, you know, we're a race in repair. You know, we're actually in therapy. We're essentially prisoners of war. You know, we're the only race that, well, you don't teach a deer, send a deer to learn the ways of a deer from the predators that's trying to eat them.
Yes.
No, and that's where we're learning our rituals and our cultures from.
True, exactly. And a lot of it does stem back to slavery in and of itself, excuse me. It does stem back from that because, you know, as we know, I don't know if everybody knows or is familiar with the Willie Lynch letter, but whether you agree that it's true or not, it is an accurate depiction of things that did happen to us during that time period. And one of the very, very, very key points that they stressed during breaking us was actually confusing gender roles. You know, so we don't really understand fully what it means to be a woman or a man. And that is definitely something that plays a major role in the conflict between the sexes and why we can't even come to a point where we can really start to even begin to build on relationships and things like that.
Right. Yeah, we have to definitely repair the mentality of what we learned during that time period. You know, because history doesn't repeat itself. Cultures do. You know, so we're taking this mind frame and this way of thinking, and we're constantly replaying it over and over and over and teaching our kids this. So essentially, we're repeating it, not history.
Exactly. So now that we know that, like, what some of the inappropriate aspects of our behaviors and relationships are, what are some of the more appropriate behaviors? What are some of the things that we should be doing to encourage healthy and holistic relationships?
Well, what we can be doing, first of all, you know, as a people, we can't look at our African women and love them as they were white women, or look at our men and love our African man as a white man. You know, we have to, first of all, be free and open to practice our culture. You know, if it's a polygamous relationship, we have to involve ourselves in that, you know, and not look down upon it. A polygamous relationship, you know, we need to learn the definitions of this and understand why these relationships were important in our culture. Okay. You know, we didn't just do things, just be doing them. You know, when another culture looks upon our sexual rituals and our relationships, you know, they form their own opinions of it. And those opinions are socially engineered into us. So we look at our brothers and sisters as they're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're stuck in this one frame of thinking that we follow these sex laws and these relationship rules. You know, we get married to one person and happily ever after. Well, it never really happens like that. That's why the divorce rates are so high in this country, you know, because we're forming our bonds based on a psychosis, you know, a mental psychosis that's brought to us from a culture of people that's still learning.
Exactly.
And in effect, they learn from us. You know, they learn a form from us. They took what they can understand and practiced that and taught us that the rest of it was something bad, something that we should frown upon.
All right, for everybody who's joined into the conversation a little bit later after the introduction, we are here live speaking on holistic sex and relationships with Brother Kinsir, going in deeply on the aspect of holistic relationships at this moment. And we will open up the lines at the halfway mark to take callers. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. And I mean, we're just tapping on the surface of, you know, the subject, and we're going to go in much deeper, and we're going to get into it a little bit further. So, I mean, speaking as far as, you know, like you're talking about the dysfunctionality versus the acceptance and all of that. Well, first off, let me ask you to define polygamous and polygynous, because I don't know if everybody knows exactly what those terms are referring to. So let's just get
okay.
that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a polygamous relationship is more than one wife, where the wives and a relationship have stepwives or call each other wives, and they support the relationship. And a polygamous relationship is where a wife has many husbands. Mm-hmm. And all these husbands, you know, support the woman. Now, in a polygamous relationship, African-centered thought is, first of all, when you're with a woman, you know, it's different times that you have sex with them or sexual intercourse. And when a woman is pregnant, breastfeeding, on her cycle, you don't have sex. So a woman can breastfeed between 3 to 5 years, not including the 9 months of pregnancy. So a man can essentially go without sex with his wife for up to 5 years. So that was one of the benefits of a polygamous relationship. A polygamous relationship where it's many husbands. Back in those times, you know, it's many reasons, many causes, but one of the causes was a lot of the men were out at war. They were out building pyramids, and they can be gone for years and years at a time. Well, who's going to be home to help with the family, to help raise the children, to help uplift and build the community? You know, now, of course, today there's other reasons for people or people to engage in a polygamous or a polygynous relationship. But like I said, it shouldn't be confused with a sexual orgy, you know, because not all these relationships, all the parties involved have sex with each other. They don't all sleep in the same bed. They don't all live in the same house. You know, so it's many reasons why, you know, one would look to engage in this type of relationship. And also, you know, just as a woman having many husbands, you know, this society would look at her as being just fast and loose or a prostitute or something. When, you know, it's different desires, different needs that need to be met that a polygynous relationship could enforce. And that's just one reason. You know, there's many reasons involved. But that's just one. But we shouldn't look down upon it like it's something wrong, something bad.
You know, everything has its place and everything, you know, exists for a reason. I think that's part of our issue. We have this ethnocentric reality where we look at this quote-unquote westernized American standard of culture. And
right.
That's what, you know, we try to impose on everybody else's worldview, and we try to say that's from which is, you know, superior, and that's where we get our morals and our values from. But when we take a look around at this culture, it doesn't have many morals or values in and of itself. So, you know, there's a lot of immoral activity that goes on in this culture. So, you know, it is appropriate for us to reassess what is, you know, something that we would call an appropriate or inappropriate relationship.
Right. And you hear a lot of, you know, leaders, you know, they speak about black power and quote black literature and even have African names. That they still have sex like slaves. You know, they probably still have a master's bedroom. You know, so we have to be all around African center. We just can't take bits and pieces and parts and make it fit into a whole. That's not a holistic viewpoint. And that's how, as African centered thinking people, whether we want to believe it or not, we see things in whole. You know, and if we keep fragmenting and look at things in pieces and parts, We're destroying our own psyche, you know. We're destroying our own DNA, you know. We're going into a something that's not our original nature, and it actually destroys our health.
Yeah, definitely. So, what role does respect play in a relationship?
Well, respect is very important. You know, that goes along with the communication part, you know, because we communicate differently with each other, you know, from African men to African women. You know, we have different thought processes, different biological differences. You know, women have a uterus, men have a prostate, which are very similar, you know, perform some of the similar functions, but they rotate on different sequences. You know, a lot of women are on a moon cycle, and men are on a solar cycle, and that can vary. That goes back and forth. You know, but when showing respect, you know, we have to understand that women, African women, are we should allow them to express their feelings. You know, we shouldn't argue with them about how they feel. You know, we need to accept their feelings and understand that argument between our relationships is not a battle of who's right, who's wrong. You know, arguments should be to and strengthen the bond of the union. It should strengthen the community. You know, we have to ask ourselves, you know, is this argument or is this discussion beneficial for my health, for my mate's health? Does it benefit the community? Is it benefiting our culture? You know, we have to keep these things in mind when we're having discussions. Now, I'm not saying, you know, discussions or arguments aren't going to happen, because it's a way of bonding. You know, it's a way of getting closer. It's a way of growing the relationship. But we have to understand that we're both approaching these discussions from different angles. Mm-hmm. You know,
and
different
avenues. We have to constructively do so. We can't just argue for the sake of argument and, you know, be all so deeply in our emotions that we're not communicating accurately
right.
how we feel. We have to be
right.
able to communicate clearly with each other so that each of us is really getting, you know, where either of us is coming from. Because,
right.
you know, the biggest cause of a lot of conflict and issues in communication is misunderstanding and miscommunication
right.
in and of itself. So, you know, just really being conscious of your words, even of your tone, even if you have to take a minute to get out of your feelings sometimes and come back to the situation
right.
with a more clear head, that's something that we need to really implement, because we're very emotional people and we're very passionate people. So sometimes,
right.
you know, we really need to just take that minute and just, you know, work it out within ourselves.
Right. And we can't argue in public. You know, we
yeah,
shouldn't, you know, air our laundry out for the world to see. You know, not even pulling our mate to the side. You know, wait till when you're alone, back at the residence or in the car or something. But that's not a public discussion.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's a respect not only for your mate, but for yourself. Cause
right, right.
You don't want to come out of, you don't want to show that part of yourself. Mm-hmm.
Right, right, exactly. And we should never go to bed angry. You know,
really?
Apologize to your mate, you know, or maybe agree to discuss it more in detail the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have to understand women talk to express emotions and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Men look for a reason to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't talk when they're feeling emotional, they shut down, they close in.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be left alone for the most part. And women are just the opposite. They need to talk out their feelings and their emotions. And in a relationship, we have to embrace both sides. You know, if a man wants to be alone, he shuts down. Don't, you know, barricade him with questions and, you know, and look to, you know, wait for another time.
True,
you know?
True. And I think, you know, it's hard for us as women because our first instinct is, hey, baby, what's wrong? Like, what's going on with you?
Right,
why are you feeling
right.
that way? Like, you know, we want to help, and that's our way of helping. We need to know what's going on so we can handle the situation, because that's the mama in us. Like, hold up. Now, what now happened? Like, you know what I mean? What then went
right.
on? What do I need to handle? What needs to be done? You know, and that's our whole mentality, and that's where we're coming from in that aspect of the whole, you know, situation. But we really do need to learn to recognize and respect that. But also at the same time, we can't assume that each other is going to know these things. I think, like, we
exactly.
need to tell each other what type of communicators we are. I know
mm-hmm.
I'm very open and outward with the fact that I'm a outward communicator. I like to talk about things.
Right,
I
right.
mean, and if I'm going to establish that type of relationship with somebody, they're going to need to understand that about me. Not that I want to impose that on them, but just so that they understand where I'm coming from, you know, a more, you know, logical perspective rather than me just springing it on them in the middle of an argument, you know?
Right, right. And also
right.
In relationships, you know, women feel... And also, I'm talking in general, you know, it may be
yeah,
some
right.
isolated instances where, you know, things are different if you're predominantly raised by your father. You know, you may think a little differently, but I'm just speaking in general.
Or
you
if
know,
you have a different energy within you, like some
or
women.
Or different energies, right, right.
Yang energy. Mm-hmm.
Right, but just for general purposes, you know, just to get the point out there. A lot of women, you know, they feel if something works, it could work better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they constantly strive to improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
Men typically take the approach, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Another thing about respect and relationships, you know, we can't force our mates to change. You know, that includes their eating habits, their religion. You know, you discuss and figure all this stuff out before you make the union. You know,
yeah,
that's why in our culture, the community got together and chose your mate. Or, and, you know, you were with your mate until you eventually started to love them. Well, you know, it doesn't, we don't exactly do it that way in you know, the society we live in now. That's why we date, you know. We get to know them. You know, we work out the ifs and ands, you know, and if it doesn't fit, you know, happily move on as friends. You know, it shouldn't be an argument, a long discussion, you know, happily move on and wish their happiness.
Mm.
You know, it's not that if you can't be with me, you're not going to be with anybody else. You know, this isn't a Love Jones going bad, you know, but if it benefits the relationship, you can trust them to change. You know, if you're on a vegetarian or a natural eating lifestyle and, you know, it improves the relationship because good health improves the relationship.
Definitely.
You know, eventually your mate will jump on board with that, you know, but you shouldn't batter them and beat them into changing their behaviors.
Definitely. I mean, I think this is a good question. I just came up with it right now. What are some ways that we can handle still being in a relationship, but maybe one of us, either of us, have changed in a major way? How do we still maintain that relationship that we had while we're going through life's changes? Because no two people stay the same for the rest of their lives.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, in relationships, you know, that's a natural progression and development for people to grow. Hopefully you grow within the relationship, you know, but in the case you grow outside the relationship, you know, like I said, you have to respect and hopefully your mate will change and develop. You know, we're not always going to develop on the same path as your mate, but we have to respect the path that our mate is on also, you know, unless we're, you know, not trying to be in that relationship. And then, you know, that should be discussed openly and in a friendly type manner. But we shouldn't look to grow. And a lot of cases, you know, someone might get a better job and, you know, spend more time at work or things like that. You know, the other mate shouldn't feel embarrassed or ashamed. They should be happy for their other mate, you know. And, you know, it should be supported, you know, because we're going to grow and we grow at different rates. You know, but if the love is there and the love is strong, you know, that's a base. You know, and we always use the meditation in our relationships. You know, prayer. You know, we pray together. We play together. We do everything we do it together.
Exactly. So that leads us to our next aspect or question. How do we form emotional and spiritual bonds with our mate?
Well, that would go back to, you know, first we have to practice our culture,
mm-hmm.
you know. And to form that spiritual bond, we have to go back to our original state, which we have to have sex and or relations with our mate in cycle, you know, in rhythm. There's times when we have sex, you know, it's times to bond. A prime example is, you know, according to the circadian rhythm of the body, it takes a certain amount of energy to have relations. So you want to operate within those time frames, which are 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You know, if we still have sex like slaves at night, you know, that's for breeding purposes. You know, that drain puts too much of a drain on the body. You know, it weakens the reproductive organs. That's why we're getting into uterine fibroids, endometriosis, prostate problems, you know, because we're having sex out of cycle. You know, a man's natural rhythm is he has an erect penis in the morning. You know, so that should tell you, you don't need a porno, you don't need a magazine, you don't need to get drunk to be excited. Mm-hmm. You're naturally excited at the times you should be.
But so, I mean, most people have jobs between like 10 and 3.
Yeah, and kids.
So
no.
How are you going to get it in if you at work? Like,
well,
you know
what you want to do is you don't want to overtax the system, the organs, by constantly, consistently, year after year, have the same relationship pattern.
Okay.
You know, you have to, you know, some people exercise in the evening. You know, that's really not good. But if you always consistently do it, you're going to drain the system. So if we know that that's draining our system, you know, sometimes we can send the kids to a babysitter or something or take a day off work, you know, spend that time with your mate. But we have to be in our cycle to maintain a somewhat health of our reproductive organs. You know, sometimes if we have different imbalances down there, like I mentioned a fibroid tumor or something, and we went through all the natural remedies, but they keep coming back, you know, we have to look at it from a holistic view. You know, what are we doing to our reproductive organs? You know, and that's one of the things that we could be doing to them.
Definitely. All right, so we do have 1 hour and 23 minutes left on the live stream. We will be getting two calls shortly after we finish the presentation aspect of the show. But before we get into that, I would like to take a moment and pause, and we can go into having a small commercial break. But before we get into that, I'd like to remind everybody that the call-in number, again, is 917-932-8881. Again, 917-932-8881, and we'll be taking calls after the final aspect of the presentation. All right, so we're going to get into these commercials real quick, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics, which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GEMINEYE. CREATIONS.com. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Gemini Creations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and waist loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole-body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formulas. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase waist loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit Inside Body by Concier.com. That's www.insidebodybyconsir.com. Contact Inside Body through the email concierthoughts@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025 or like them on facebook.com/HealEyeSelf. That's HealEyeSelf. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
Stay woke.
1, 2, 1, 2.
All right. We are back from the commercial break, and we're going to go into the second half of the show. Concier, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my God, I was so embarrassed listening to myself. but that's the world premiere, you all, of the Inside Body commercial that we'll be playing, you know, every week here on Conversations with the Queen. You can also check out the video aspect of that commercial, which will be premiering tomorrow on youtube.com/CWTQ update, and you'll be able to view it there as well. All right, so let's get back into the subject, and I think this is the part everybody really tuned in for. I think, you know, people want to know about relationships, but more than that, they want to know about sex. So let's start with a definition of sex. What is sex?
Okay. All right. First, I want to put a disclaimer out there. You know, I'm speaking about sex from a medical standpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to get Raheem Divine on anybody in here, but I need that for the callers and the call in. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to take this from a medical standpoint. First of all, you know, sex as we know it, sexual intercourse. You know, it's something only a man and woman can have. Only a man can enter the course. Anything else is just masturbation. You know, so, and understanding that, you know, we have to understand that when we engage in this type of activity, it's just something from the Creator. You know, this is something that enforces our, it's another vehicle for us to serve our Creator. You know, from a healing aspect, you know, it's different positions and different ways that we engage in this activity to heal our bodies. Not all sex is for reproduction, you know, some of it's for regeneration. You know, we'll get into that a little more later, but, you know, it's different ways that we can define sex. But sex to African-centered people is a way that we help our community. You know, it's a way that we show our kids, you know, the rituals and the ceremony. Not show our kids the sexual aspect, but the rituals and the ceremonies involved with choosing your mate. You know, going into the sexual activity with your mate. Mm-hmm. You know, and also, you know, it's meditation, there's prayer. There's a lot of touching, a lot of foreplay. And the most important thing is, you know, it gets into the spirit of the two parties involved.
Definitely. There is a spiritual, emotional component to sex because, I mean, I believe truly you can't have a true sexual experience with somebody who you're not emotionally connected to, somebody who you don't have really any ties to. I feel like even though that might be between a quote-unquote man and a woman, that's a form of masturbation as well because there's no real connection. There's no real ties that you're having any deep intimacy, you know, with that person.
Right.
So, you know, that definitely is a very big part of it, the whole aspect of having that spiritual and emotional bond, which is why I thought it was important to speak on relationships first because we got to, you know, before we can just get into the sex, we got to describe the relationship around it, the support system that's going to facilitate us having holistic sex, and that's in a holistic relationship.
Right. Even orgasms. That is the science to it. And many men haven't experienced that. Women may have experienced it by accident, far and few in between. But an orgasm experience during sexual intercourse is a science. Definitely you have to be emotionally attached, you know, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well.
Definitely. So what is holistic sex?
Well, holistic sex is when you get in touch with your creator, the creator of life. We didn't invent sex. We participate in it. We can create and do different things within that, you know, but it's not something that we own. Even with our mates, you know, our mates aren't something that we own. You know, that's something that we're allowed to participate in. And having holistic sex, you know, involves the orgasm experience. You know, so being holistic, you have to totally be involved with your mate. Like I stated, you know, spiritually, mentally, and physically. But we're from the spirit world, so it starts with the spirit. It starts from looking in your mate's eyes. You know, feeling their energy, being one, being in harmony with the relations as it's going on.
Definitely. Having that connectedness, like I said, going into that aspect of intimacy. So like you were talking about, sex is not only something that we use for having children, you know, reproduction and all that. It's something that can be regenerative and restorative to our bodies. So what are sexually healing positions? What are they, and, you know, how can we learn more about them?
Okay, all right. And this is a part of the lecture, you know, that I would get up and demonstrate some of the moves here. But for radio purposes, I'm going to attempt to explain them out. All right, I'm just going to list just a couple of them because it's many of them that we can use. We have many organs, many different systems, and they all vibrate and generate on different frequencies. Now, understand these positions are best used when going having sex during the natural cycle, which is between 10 and 3 p.m. And also a natural rhythm is according to your age times 0.2. That's how many the days in between ejaculation. For example, if you're 25, you take 25 times 0.2, so that would be every 5 days. If you're 45, that would be every 4 days or every 9 days where you would ejaculate. So going with that formula, one of the healing positions for your stomach and your digestive system would be the man on top, and a woman's legs wrapped above his waist. Now, don't get this confused with the missionary position. You know, a missionary position, that was a term given to missionaries when they invaded Africa and they would rape the men and women. That's where the missionary came from. We don't have missionary sex. We have face-to-face sex. So with the woman's legs wrapped around above the man's waist, that helps the stomach and digestive system. The woman's legs wrapped below his waist will be for the pancreas and the liver. All right. Nervous conditions are normally associated in women. They block the natural function of the female organs. So when this happens, this creates a hormonal imbalance in the female. And a hormonal imbalance affects the nervous system. So for this, the woman should be on top with her back facing her mate. So, you know, that creates the or helps with the hormone issue, which essentially is the nervous system.
So,
and of course, there's many more positions, you know. That's a whole other discussion there.
Yeah, it could be a whole, you know, show within and of itself.
Right.
Is there any, you know, material that the listeners can go and purchase or that they can find out more information about? Is there anything they can look up or research that would have this information for them?
Well, you can definitely go to look up tantra sex. You know, that's an Indian word first used with Buddhist priests. You know, that's a form of yoga where you're in different sexual positions. Well, you're in different positions that are made sexual. And they can go into a little more about the cosmic body, you know, where it has the different meridians that are affected through different sexual positions. So definitely look up tantra. And different forms of yoga. There's many forms of tantra. Tantric yoga, but you know that's a start there.
All right, so you know we're gonna hit this aspect of it because you know you're a holistic doctor. Explain sexual health and how we can maintain it.
Well, sexual health is basically based on diet. You know, when we eat denatured foods, which are junk foods, processed foods, now understand we live in America, so that's basically our whole variety of stuff. And a lot of the plants and animals are domesticated. So, and it's a proven fact that we act like what we eat. So if we're eating domesticated plants, domesticated animals, we're going to think in a domesticated mind frame, which is our captivity. And that prevents us from being free, free of mind, free of body, and free when it comes to our sexual practices. So with our domesticated or reproductive system in captivity, you know, we're actually limiting ourselves. You know, so to maintain that the reproductive or sexual health, you know, we want to eat live foods. You know, we want to eat foods high in chlorophyll that cleanses out the waste in our system. We want to eat foods high in vitamin A, vitamin C. And I'm not talking about just taking a supplement of vitamin A, vitamin C. I'm talking about the whole vitamin A, vitamin C, because vitamins come in family. You know, that's a whole orange, banana. An apple. You know, we definitely want to get these live foods in our systems.
Definitely. So, describe a holistic read of a male and female sexual characteristics.
Okay, all right. Once you understand these principles here, it'd be hard to turn them off. You know, because that's pretty much all you're going to look at when you see people's faces. I'm just going to start with the face. I'm just going to leave it there, you know, because if I start going into more body parts, more organs, you won't be focused on conversations anymore. One way, you know, if you have someone whose mouth has a small mouth, that normally suggests a small vagina, small penis. Bulging eyes is a symptom of, when I say symptom, you know, it's nothing bad. Mm-hmm. You know, but bulging eyes is a small penis, small vagina. The length of a man's erect penis will be from his wrist to the top of his index finger. Let me see. Deep set eyes, that's a long penis and a long vagina shaft. Lines around the mouth, not old age, not wrinkles, but lines around the mouth is a strong sexual constitution. Someone who licks their lips, you know, without thinking, just constantly licking their lips, that's a sign that they're easily sexually aroused. And not just anybody walking down the street. You know, it has to be the right person, the right conversation, the right mood, and not someone that's just licking their lips just for the sake of licking their lips, but without even thinking, just you know, out of habit, just licking their lips. You know, that's one of the signs there.
Mm-hmm. I thought that's just because your lip was dry. But
yeah, yeah, and there's a reason why your lips keep drying out like that. Well, you know, I'll leave that alone there.
That was, all right. Mm-hmm. Any more?
Long eyelashes or eyelashes that tilt up are a sign of a strong sexual stamina. Eyelashes that tilt down or shorter eyelashes or very few eyelashes is a sign of a weak sexual constitution or, you know, not sexually easily aroused. Nose that's or a unibrow, you know, some people that have their unibrow, that's a sign of a strong sexual constitution.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we all know about I'll Be Sure now.
Yeah, I mean, there was guys that, you know, that used to shave that unibrow off. You know, I'm mm-hmm. thinking, you know, if they knew like I knew, they'd leave that there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's it?
Yeah.
That's all the information you got?
Yeah, I don't want to go too far into that because, like I said, it's going to really distract from regular conversations, you know, that you have with people these days.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I know. You know, it's something you can't turn off.
Yeah, that's interesting because, like, I guess the whole myth about the big hands things has some validity. It's obviously not always true, but it's like, it's going to have some validity. All right, so we're going to open up the line.
Well, I was going to say just long fingers, you know. That's a symptom of a long penis and a long vaginal shaft.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that has some holistic connotations to it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to open up the lines to start taking questions. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. All you got to do is press 1 to raise your hand. Now see that you're on the queue and you're ready for us to take your question. We do have a caller with a question on the line. Caller from the 803 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? Caller from the 803 area code. Well, I guess the caller is just listening. All right, we do have another caller. Caller from the 508 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, peace. This is Jerrica once again.
Peace.
Hello.
Peace.
Hi, I really enjoyed the information with relationships and you got in deep with masculinity and femininity, and it's like I heard what I really wanted to hear. You know, it depends on if you were predominantly raised by your father or the different energy you have inside of you, but then you kept it general. You made a point that the way women listen and then respond to men is more, they like to express their feelings when the challenge they should embrace is to express what they think. So that the man can easily connect and you become unified as one, which is something I've understood. It's like relaxing to hear it discussed and said.
Right.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, sisters. We appreciate you for listening.
Definitely.
Okay, love. Peace, cousin, queen. I love you.
Love you too. Hi.
Okay, brother. Peace.
Oh, thank you, sister.
Now I know y'all lying, because y'all sitting here on these lines acting like y'all don't have questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you do, so call in with those questions again by raising your hand, pressing 1, and call in. The call number again is 917-932-8881. We will take your calls promptly. All right, caller from the 347 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah, I have a comment. Actually, a comment.
I'm sorry, sir, we can't hear you. You're speaking very, very low. Can you somehow turn the volume of your phone up?
Hold on.
Or speak a little louder?
Can you hear me better now?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, myself and my wife have, like, not deep set, bulging eyes. And he's like, hold on, that can't apply to us, you know. But is that...
No, it's not bulging.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay, but here's the thing. That doesn't apply. Does that apply to everybody? Because what if somebody has bulging eyes and full lips?
Well... full lips is an example of thick vaginal lips and thick girth on a man. You know, so you can be very wide. You know, it depends on, you know, the bulging eyes. If y'all both have them, you know, y'all good for each other. So you may not realize, you know, maybe a good fit. You know, but the lips aspect, you know, that goes to the vaginal lips and the girth of the man. You know, so they can both be complementary of each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other comments?
Does that help?
Yeah, I'm still just tripping
and
off
and
that
it's
one
always about how to use it, brother. You know, it's not, you know, the
no,
you know, it's how you move with it.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right,
peace.
Thank you. Peace.
All right, peace, brother.
All right, we have another caller from the 252 area code, and I do stress this. Do not call up being all shy. Do not, you know, act like you guys do not have questions, because I see all of y'all in the chat being quiet. I see all of y'all on the live acting like y'all don't got nothing to say. Y'all know y'all RSVP'd. Y'all know y'all liked it on Facebook. Come on now. Y'all know you want to open up and start talking about it. All right.
Yeah, as African people, you know, we need to be open and discuss these topics with each other. You know, it's the way that we can grow as a community, you know, as a culture, you know, by discussing our cultural ceremonies and how we do things, you know, so we need to be open about this.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right, caller from the 252 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to holistic sex and relationships?
Hi, peace, Brother Kanchira, and Sister Taequeen.
Peace, my sister.
Hi. I would like for you to elaborate more on the effects of slavery and black people not knowing themselves and how important it is for a man and a woman to know who they are spiritually first.
Well, I guess that's a twofold question. What normally happens with the slavery aspect of this is, you know, we're taught to look at a woman's breast and her butt. When in African-centered culture, you know, breasts are food. You know, we didn't look at that as a sexual object. You know, hips and a bit butt, you know, those are tools for breeding. And that's how the slave masters used to determine our value. So if a woman had a, you know, these big features, you know, which black women do, they have a, you know, large hip and butt muscles, you know, they place value on that. So as a free person, that's how we're introduced to a woman's appendages before we meet her. And, you know, that's also perpetuated in the media, you know, even when you look on Facebook, you see all the pictures with women with their back turned. I mean, that's perpetuating that slave ignorance that which is learned behavior. It has nothing to do with our culture, our ceremonies, or nothing. We're taught through the rites of passage to look into a woman's eyes to see their sexuality. You know, not as their breasts, as a sexual object. You know, women in the dysphoria, you know, walked around with no shirt on. You know, men wouldn't run around, you know, looking at the oohs and ahs, you know. That's for the baby. That's for the child. You know, so we're still under that slave mentality to value our women like that. You have a lot of the older generation, and they, you know, they're teaching our youngsters, you know, or the youth, that if you don't have a big butt, you're not going to get a man. You know, white women, they don't have a muscular, you know, that muscle in their buttocks. So, you know, they go to the gym and try and work that particular area. They get injections and wear the butt pads and all types of things to simulate African women. You know, when that's naturally something that we have, you know, that's, of course, that's, you know, during sexual intercourse. You know, I didn't get into the energy centers of a woman to have her have an orgasm and to black out, but that's one of the areas that you would touch in order to make that happen. That's not something, you know, just to look at, oh, she's sexual, I just want to lay down with her. No, it has a spiritual meaning behind it.
Right, well, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
Well, just speaking more to getting to know our bodies and how important it is for a man and a woman to really know every aspect of their body and not be ashamed of their body. And if you have these type of blockages and ignorance towards yourself, then that's going to relate into your holistic relationship, would it not?
Well, the thing about that is before you engage in any relationship, you know, you have to do work on yourself. You know, if you're not mentally ready for a relationship, you know, you need to go back to your personal lab and work on yourself. You know, and right. Working on yourself is reading books, you know, not watching these movies that perpetuate pornography and excite your animal instinct. You know, because humans, we don't have a sex drive. We have a reproductive drive. Only animals lust for an animal. If that need can't be met, they will kill. That's lust. We haven't got to that point in most cases, you know, but naturally we don't have a lust or a sex drive. We have a reproductive drive, you know, and to understand ourselves and to know ourselves is to know where we come from, to know our cultural and our ceremonies and rituals when it comes to having a mate. Now, when you feel that you're ready to be in a relationship or even deal with another whole person, that's when the dating comes in. You know, that's when the compatibility is. But a lot of times, you know, when we're incomplete ourselves, we actually we turn the light off before we even turn it on. You know, we push our mates away or our potential mates because of deep issues within ourselves. But I'm not saying, you know, because we're under the slave mentality, we're going to have a certain set of psychosis that's going to make us mentally ill. But when you get with your mate and you're going through the dating, you work on things together. You know, you complete, well, you're coming into a complete, you further go into that completeness with each other. You know, we can't be ashamed of each other, and we can't look at each other as white men and white women, you know, and that's by looking at the lipstick, the makeup, because white women, they use makeup to color themselves, you know, to color over their pale or their pink. Not saying anything's wrong with that, you know, some people are into that, but they use makeup to color themselves. As African women, we don't need any of that. So if we're looking at that, we only find our women attractive when they're all made up with makeup. That's looking at our women as a white woman. You know, so essentially that's how we're going to love our African women. And that's where it comes into controversy. You know, that's where relationships don't last, where they don't work. When we're looking at the straight hair, and when they wake up one day and the perm's out and they're naturally who they are, we don't find that attractive. You know, we only find the Caucasian qualities of our women attractive. You know, so first we have to go back to who we are as people.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I'm enjoying the show.
All right.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't understand how you could get it in with the weave. You know what I'm saying? Just be too worried. Like, hold up now. You can sweat a little bit too much over here. Got the edges going. Just be nappy. Be free. I'm happy and nappy. Just do it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun pulling that weave out, you know, but then in the morning when you got to pay the hair bill.
That's attractiveness and all of that. Sisters ain't supposed to have that. They will fight you, box you in bed. Like, what?
Yeah, and that's one of the ways we sexually constrict ourselves, you know, because if we're constantly trying to maintain this image of who we think we are, you know, we're going to not get into all the positions that we need to get into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you don't want to sweat, you know, that's something naturally that happens in, you know, during sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
At the right times.
Hey, well, you know, take the weave out if you want to get it in. All right. Caller from the 803 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the topic?
Peace. What's good? It's Palmetto Star, the Underground Roller Radio. What's up? What's good with you?
Peace.
Hey, what's good? What's good? I'm just feeling the subject matter, you know, just listening in. A lot of people don't know about me. Right now, I'm abstaining, and I've been celibate for some time. So, you know, I'm just taking a look, listening, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that the sexual energy is a very powerful energy. So, you know, we need to use it wisely when we do use it. So, you know, I'm liking the information that the brother's putting out. And, you know, it's definitely something that's relevant and something that is, that everybody needs, you know?
Right, right. And I just want to speak to that, you know, big up to you, my celibate brother. At one point you did mention, you know, sexual or the reproductive energy is one of the strongest forces in the human body. So when you're under that celibacy, what you're doing is you're forcing that energy to move in other directions. You know, other directions would be increasing your immune system, increasing your digestive system. You know, so all my celibate brothers and sisters out there, you know, that's a powerful, powerful form of energy you're working with. You know, and I would suggest, you know, a lot of meditations, particularly during the full moons. You know, not that the full moon generates the energy, you know, but it excites the energy within us. You know, just like it doesn't make the tides move, it incites the tides, the waves to move on their own. So you're right in tune, right in alignment with that universal energy. You know, definitely utilize that, my brother.
I appreciate that, no doubt. And, yeah, just keep on bringing that information because, you know, I'm listening, I'm learning a lot. So, you
right.
Appreciate, you know, the Queen and appreciate you, you know, doing what
Thank
you
Thank you, my brother. And when you finally decide to break that celibacy, you know, hope it's with the right queen and don't hurt nobody.
I can't. I was gonna say I'll try it, but I don't know.
All right now.
All right, my brother.
All right, peace.
We do have another caller from the 336 area code. Caller from the 336 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the
Once
subject?
Once my copper's on the call, I can't hang up from the other end.
Okay.
Hello? Caller from the 336 area code. And I guess they're just listening.
Yes.
Right.
I hope the baby learned something there.
I know, right? She was like, ah. She's like, Mommy, that's you. right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Like I said, you know, this sex practice and rituals that we have, you know, they're so simplistic. You know, a kid can understand them. You know, that's like going to work one day and a 10-year-old sitting beside you doing the same job. You know something is off balance if kids can do and move their hips the same way you can. So it has to be something more involved in this.
Exactly. All right, we have a caller from the 717 area code. Caller from the 717 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Hi. I just wanted to pop in and say hi. This is Siobhan.
Peace. What's up, Siobhan?
How you doing?
Good.
It's refreshing to actually hear the conversation and just really knowing that actually now, I mean, African Americans and those who are just really plain Africans actually get to understand more about where they should be and where they should take pride in themselves and who they are, embracing it, not being ashamed of it or afraid of it.
Right. Just a little background, you know, this is a sister here from the Bahamas. You know, I haven't heard from her in a while, you know. She was one of the first ones that was really on my back about, you know, eating right, you know, because she came over to America and looked at this junk food like, what the heck? And, you know, and she took a conscious effort to tell me, you know, because I love my cereal, you know. She told me every day I was drinking cow pus and everything. So, you know, I appreciate you, Siobhan, you know, and thanks for calling in.
No problem. I'm very encouraged.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you for supporting the call. Peace.
Okay.
All right. We do have 43 minutes left on the live stream. And that's opportunity for you to participate in the conversation. So, you know, we don't get to, you know, talk about these subjects very often. So it's just really important for everybody to utilize this venue to the best of their abilities. Don't hit me up after the show talking about you have some questions you just wasn't brave enough to ask. You better call in right now. And that call number is 917-932-8881. I think we do have a caller from the 347 area code. Caller from the 347 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I am enjoying the call, and I would like to say thank you for all of the information you are giving. I wanted to ask the brother just to make sure I heard him correctly. He was talking about how originally we practiced polygamy, and one of the reasons why we practiced it was because the women would have babies and we were breastfeeding. Does that mean we would go without sex for like 3 to 5 years? After having a child?
Yes.
Really?
When you have sex while you're breastfeeding, it actually changes the consistency of the milk. Like I said, we're a product of our mother and our father. So if you're having sex while you're breastfeeding, you know, the father's sperm is coming into your womb and it's going into your body, which essentially affects the vitamins and minerals in the breast milk. So,
wow.
You know, that was a practice that we stayed away from as, you know, once you go through the rites of passage, you know, you would understand how the sperm works in a woman's system. You know, it's different. Well, when you ejaculate into a woman, you know, the vagina actually moves. It forms a cup to take the sperm in, and it processes it just like your digestive system. So while you're breastfeeding your child, you know, the child actually changes the milk as to what it needs. It changes it more to calcium, more to iron, but when you have that sperm in your system like that, it affects the way the baby can change the formula. So, yes, we did stay away from sex during that time period.
What if we were practicing reverse ejaculation?
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
done cut
this
on your
host. Yeah, because, I mean, that's a long time
yeah.
to go without sex. So,
okay, that's mm-hmm. Okay, that's something.
But
we
it makes sense because while you're nursing and after a woman has children, you know, her sex drive is low anyway, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you're tired from, you know, taking care of the child and nursing it. So
right.
it makes sense.
Right. Now, that's one thing we didn't go into a lot, which is the reverse ejaculation, which in itself has healing capabilities, and it also allows a man to reach an orgasm. What happens with that, you know, you have reproductive sex once a year, all right, and that's between February and March, according to the rites of passage in your circadian rhythm of the body. That's once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman that's
mm-hmm.
breastfeeding, that's in a monogamous relationship, then that's when the sexual sublimination or regeneration will be used.
Okay.
Yeah, but typically, you know, they would abstain from it altogether. And like the brother, after the five-year mark, they go out and try and hurt something.
Thank you. I really learned. I mean, I learned a lot from listening to this call. I just wanted to say thank you, and that's all the questions I had.
Good. Thank you for listening, my sister.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. We do have a caller from the 202 area code. Caller from the 202 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, Peace, is that me?
Yes, it is.
All right, peace, y'all. This is Brother U. How's everything?
Peace, my brother.
Yes,
please introduce yourself. Let people know who you are.
Well, this is Dr. U from U360. I just wanted to call in and first of all, just say excellent show, as I knew it would be, you know.
Thank you, my brother.
So I had to call in and show my support first and foremost. And secondly, I do have a question that I want to pose to you,
okay.
Which is, what would you say for people, you know, a brother and a sister in a relationship, and one, you know, everything in a relationship is fine, except for one is unable to sexually satisfy their partner?
All right, well, first of all, I want to give you your props, brother. This is one of my esteemed peers in the business, you know, very good brother, very knowledgeable. You know, like you say, he's from U360, another holistic doctor. But that's a good question, my brother. You know, I would say to that, you know, that's when you would go into more of a, you know, the foreplay, you know. When you go in, when you say not able to sexually satisfy, is that a matter of you want to go an hour and she went 10 minutes, or just she wants to go once every 5 months and you want to go every 5 days?
No, the you know, somebody, let's say, you know, a brother isn't able to really keep his stamina up, or if even, you know, they're just on different. They just have different desires sexually.
Okay. All right, well, for a brother that can't keep his stamina up, first of all, I would suggest, you know, different types of foods, you know, like a lot of the green vegetables. You know, I would go with some herbs like a yohimbe or damiana or even a panax ginseng. You know, you got the Chinese red and you got the Japanese red. You know, I would include some herbal formulas with that. And also, you know, I would tell the brother to use some sex regeneration techniques, you know, when you pull it out before you hit that climax. You know, you pull it out, you know, say a mantra, which is a prayer or a chant, and you know, then put it back in, you know. But take it out before the excitement and you reach that climax. also, you know, as part of foreplay, you know, foreplay doesn't always lead into the sexual act. You know, you can have the foreplay, you know, and then go into a little afterplay, you know, which is the rubbing, the touching. And that would be a prime example for the eight energy centers of a woman. You know, that pretty much can turn any woman on unless she just absolutely is not into you at all. You know, so I would say, you know, get into some tantra techniques, you know, and maybe go to different areas of the house, you know, use different tools in the house, not, you know, a spoon or a fork, you know, I'm talking about like maybe a wash machine while the clothes are in the rinse cycle or something like that, you know, something to stimulate the woman outside the normal laying in a bed type atmosphere.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for answering the question, brother. Much peace.
I also want to add on one part real quick. Well, if you're having a relationship, and this is from a woman's perspective, I think if you're having trouble getting your woman aroused, I think you should listen to a woman.
Right. Speak on it, sister.
You might think everything in a relationship is cool, but there's something she ain't telling you that's not right in the relationship. Women, we're emotional. We connect on an emotional level. So sometimes it's not necessarily your technique. You could pull it in, put it out, shake it all about, put her on top of the washing machine to dry it and more, and she's mentally blocked off from you for whatever reason, or emotionally blocked off from you for whatever reason, that's the root of the issue. So, again, remember to keep into the actual aspect of what the brother was talking about, the foreplay, the emotional, spiritual bonds and connections, the whole aspect of the relationship, because you might think everything is cool, but that doesn't mean she thinks everything is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Of course, the brother could just be on punishment. You know, that's
exactly.
Totally
she'd just be looking at you like, you know what you did.
All right, y'all. I just wanted to call.
I don't have any techniques, you know, to stop him sleeping on the couch, you know. That's something else.
Yes. But peace and blessings. Excellent, excellent show again. And I'll be listening in for the remainder.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. You know, and also, you know, that could be a product of, you know, the man or the woman could be in a polygamous relationship, but the man or other mate is in a monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so once them two collide, you know, that could be some problems.
Exactly. Be real, be honest, and evaluate the relationship. A call from the 717 area code. Call from the 717 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Yes, peace, Queen. Hey, it's Althea. Peace, Concierge.
Peace, my sister.
How's it going? How's everybody?
Good.
Great, that's great. I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm really enjoying the show. I really you know, appreciating all the knowledge that's being put forth. But I also kind of wanted to ask a question / give a statement, but pertaining to the healing aspect of the sexual experience. But even before you get to that, dealing with the self-healing, like when you speak on the different energy centers, if you can talk a little bit about like different meditations that you can do towards healing those energy centers prior to, I guess, say, for instance, if you're already in a relationship with someone and, you know, things are going good, but you know what I mean? There's still that you have your things that you go on with life that you're dealing with. You're, you know, victim to circumstance or whatever the case is. But before you even can get into that deep sexual healing, like what are some self-healing techniques?
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, I'd like to, you know, introduce my sister here. This is the Truthful Healer. This is actually the guide for the 30-day challenge. So if you call in and sign up for the program, you'll be talking to the Truthful Healer here. But some things you can do to work on yourself is, I'm not promoting masturbation, but what I am saying is, to touch yourself, to feel on yourself, the different energy zones you may have within yourself. Once you know your own foreplay spots, that's something you can start directing your mate to start hitting in different ways that they can hit it, Now, I'm not saying, go to the point and you climax and, and get everything all wet. But what I'm saying is once you know yourself and you know what works on yourself, then you can put that onto your mate. If you never experienced things yourself, we're not psychic. Your mate's not psychic, so they're not going to be able to figure that out. And as far as meditations and chants, there are many chants that you can do. But chants are like a personal preference. You want to pick the chant that's right for you. There's different chants online. There's different chants in the Metu Netter that's going to resurrect that sexual energy or the reproductive energy that you may be already experiencing but can't outwardly express it. When I say outwardly express it, it's not always expressing it in words. It's expressing it in body movements. And when you hit the right spots, your body's going to naturally react to it anyway. So it may be spots that you have no idea about. The G-spot in a woman actually moves. It's not always the same spot at the same time. Maybe you can speak on this a little bit, Queen, from a woman's perspective.
You handled it perfectly well. Like, you definitely hitting all the points.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, the lost art of, kissing someone on their neck, kissing someone on their breast, kissing someone on their butt, those are energy centers. When you do them all in unison, all in harmony, they're going to have different reactions, it's going to excite different things in the body. You can excite your liver, but once your liver is excited, it's going to produce all types of energy. When you're eating food, your digestive system is excited, and everything about that system moves. So when you're in the midst of engaging in sexual intercourse, that whole reproductive system is going to be excited. So when you excite the liver from your reproductive area, that's going to bring all types of energy into what you're doing. So, like I said, just experiment on yourself a little bit,
Ain't nothing wrong with getting to know you. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right, right.
Very true.
Right.
I wanted to ask, what are some suggestions you have towards, a working couple, towards them adding the spiritual aspect of sexuality into their relationship? I know you were saying earlier, taking a day off and stuff like that, but just as far as things like that you can do day to day.
Most basic is, have a prayer before sex. Meditate together. Hold hands before sex. Talk before and after sex. The holding, the closeness, everything about a sexual experience isn't always sexual. Rub the person's hair, compliments go a long way. Not ingenuous compliments, but, something that you really, really feel and you are sincere about. Because the conscience can pick up something that's ingenuous, but be sincere about loving who you're with, and like the sister was saying, when you form that spiritual and emotional bond, it shows in everything, and you're not going to form any spiritual bond to get with someone because they got a big butt, so it starts from looking at a woman's spirituality through her eyes, talking and getting to know who she is as a person, not what she does or how much money she makes or what he does, what he drives. You know, it's all about who that person is when the lights are off.
I just got some information from the chat. Dr. Aline Bay, big ups to Dr. Aline Bay, who's in the chat holding it down. We go with Neno
here. Peace, my brother.
he says some of the erogenous zones are the lips, the ears, the nape of the neck, the breast, the small of the back, the inner thighs, the genitals, the toes, the back of the knees, and a massage to the scalp. So just some, you know, tidbits of information, some erogenous zones for everybody out there.
Right,
and you're also,
right.
This is an interesting tidbit too. The erogenous zone differs based on your astrological makeup. I know each zodiac sign has a different erogenous zone.
Okay. You know, what I can do, you know, just to touch on that, you know, women have energy zones, you know, and when you hit those zones in sequence, all right, just like when you flush a toilet, the water spins. That's the energy that makes it spin. So what happens is when you touch a woman's sexual energy zones, it's going almost like when you throw a rock into the water. It starts to vibrate all throughout the body. So what you have to do is you have to start at the first energy zone, which is the heart, the lung area, the breast, the chest. You know, you start doing little things around those areas. That's the first zone that's going to start put this into motion. Zones two or three become to get energized, you know, and it actually creates multiple spasms. And in this zone, you know, it's the throat, like the brother was talking about, the upper bronchioles, which is the neck, the vocal cords, the ear, the nose, the thyroid gland. And that's just kissing and touching and rubbing these areas to create this effect. The next zone would be zones four and five. You know, when you hit these zones, after you hit the first zones, this is going to cause multiple intense spasms and a partial loss of awareness. You may even look up and see your eyes rolling back or something. But this zone includes the sacral chakra, the brow chakra, the lower abdomen, the genitals, and like I was saying, rubbing on the butt, rubbing on their thighs, kissing the bones of their eyes. This excites the nervous system in the brain. And as I said earlier, the different healing positions, you know, when you wrap your legs around, when the brother's semi on his knees, when you wrap your legs around the lower part, this is going to affect that nervous system. But when you hit these energy zones beforehand, this already sets this in motion. So then by the time you get to the sixth and seventh zone, everything else is already energized, and the woman can actually start to ejaculate without any penetration. You know, this is when the clitoris gets erect, the G-spot is erect and activated, and in this zone, you know, you want to rub the skin, rub the scalp, you know, massage the kidneys, the kidney areas, the hands, the feet. You know, and then be careful, you know, because she could pass out by the time you get to these zones. You know, but because energy moves in waves. It's a natural rhythm that wants to come out. You know, so you when you systematically hit these areas in rhythm, you arouse that kundalini, you know, that's like the ultimate orgasm on a woman. Like I was saying before, orgasm is an art. It's a science to it. You know, and you can't just hit these zones, you know, kiss on the breast, kiss on the stomach, and, you know, think you got it. You have to really pay close attention to these areas one by one.
Yeah. I hope that answers your question.
Is that
very much so. Yeah.
I mean, when you start to practice this, you know, a woman really could black out from this, so you have to be careful. You know, which may be a good blackout, you know, but you just have to be careful, you know, because this is a deep state of trance that the woman could be entering in.
Well, I think it all goes back to what you said earlier about communication. You know, when you're going through stuff like this or experimenting with it or introducing it into your relationship with your mate, you have to have that open communication.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Right. You got a mate you're not telling me about there? No, I'm just joking.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Althea. We really appreciate your call.
Yep.
Peace.
We do have some more callers on the line. Definitely going in. Aline is still going in the chat room. So if you're not in the chat, you're missing out on a lot of good information. But I do want to take some questions from the Conversations with the Queen inbox on Facebook. Well, this sister wrote, I know condoms are a must, but what is it, but is it appropriate to ask for HIV stats or VD stats first? And I guess that is a really good question pertaining to holistic sex, because we do have to talk about sexual organ health. So,
What was the question, the condoms and HIV?
Yeah, she was saying she knows that condoms are a must. I mean that's relative to the person and relative to the relationship. But, I mean, how do you feel about pretty much condoms and the whole deal with that?
Well, condoms in itself are very, very hazardous to health. Mm-hmm. Condoms, the tout using condoms actually promote cancer and fibroid tumors and cysts and a condition of the uterus called leucorrhea, which is actually like chlamydia, venereal diseases. Just like cigarettes, you know, they have a warning on a label. Condoms don't have that warning, and condoms are very dangerous. But, you know, it's a must if you know, in these days with a lot of these venereal diseases are already out there, you know. So when you use condoms, I mean, you just use them at your best discretion, you know.
I'd say it's always, it's appropriate to know what your partner's sexual health is. And I mean,
right.
You do need to have that trust because, I mean, like you said, condoms are harmful. So if you're going to be in a long-term relationship with somebody, the best terms of birth control are natural birth control. And, you know, you don't really need to use the condom so much. So it's more of a trust thing. It's more of a you know
right,
where
right.
he's been at, you know where she's been at type thing. So that's more of a trust thing than anything else. But like you said, use those at your discretion. She has another question.
Just use condoms very sparingly.
Sparingly.
If you're in a condom relationship, try not to have it as much.
Exactly. All right. So, but I mean, if you know, you don't know the situation in the deal like that, but you still choosing to get down, please do be safe. Don't use this show as a way to say, well, Conversations with the Queen said, no, don't come at me.
I take no responsibility for unwanted pregnancies, venereal diseases.
Exactly. So she actually asked another question. How can you ensure that there are no regrets in your sexual practices?
I guess by basically dating and getting to know your mate, you know, having in-depth discussions, you know, just like when we were kids, we stayed on the phone all night until we had to go to school the next day. You know, that's when you, you remember those days? Oh, yeah, right. You know, that's when you really get to know someone. You know, at 9 o'clock in the evening, they may be one person, and then by 4 or 5 in the morning, you get to see who they really are. You know, that's when their representative goes home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get to see exactly who they are. So, you know, a couple nights of that, you know, a couple weeks, you definitely don't want to rush into anything, you know, especially if you're looking for long-term or not even a long-term commitment, but someone, a long-time friend, you know, someone that you really want to be with, you know. You have to take the time. I mean, just like when you're reading a book, you know, you read it from cover to cover. You don't get to chapter 3 and feel like you know the whole book.
Some people do, though. So
a lot of people do. That goes back to our social engineering, that, you know, we just meet somebody in the bar, get them drunk, take them home, and sock it to them. You know, that's our sexual ritual. You know, but that's not, you know, according to the African rites of passage. You know, that's not according to how our original ceremonies and rituals work.
Exactly. And I think, like I said, like the woman being an emotional being, you're not going to, unless you do that and you take the time to properly do that, you're going to have those regrets. You're going to have those issues. You're going to have those problems. I mean, just because, you know, we need that connection. We need to feel, right, you know, that we're loved and that we're protected in that whole situation, because we are becoming vulnerable in those instances.
Right.
We do have another caller from the 803 area code. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the subject?
I just want to say this has been a fabulous conversation. I came in about 20 minutes ago, and I'm not sure if you all covered this, but I wanted to know, what is your take on oral sex? And what's your kind of take on how to sort of bring God into your sexual practice? And the reason why I'm asking about oral sex is because I work with a lot of children, and I hear children, like middle schoolers, talking about their oral sex practices, which really disturbs me. So if you all could just sort of talk about that.
Well, first of all, let me give you the history. Oral sex isn't sex. Oral is oral masturbation to begin with. Let's get that clear. That came out of a Caucasian ritual of watching the animals. You know, animals, I'm going to speak on cows in particular. They will taste male bulls, would taste the cow's vaginal area to test for diseases, the pH level, and to see if they're sexually ready to have intercourse. And just from, you know, farmers just watching the animals, watching what they do, they pick that up as part of their culture, part of their rituals. What oral sex really does is it changes the flora in your mouth. And the flora is used in your digestive system. And, you know, so, I mean, that goes back to, like, the condom thing. You know, if that's your thing, that's what you're into, you know, you want to use that sparingly with your mate, you know, someone that you're really interested in. Although we can't lick or suck on somebody and tell if they're diseased or not, like the animals, you know, we're strictly doing it for masturbation purposes, you know, but in that instance, you want to at least do it the right way. You know, with the man, he's sexually aroused by the underside of his penis, which is called the frenulum. You know, once that area is aroused, that's what causes the ejaculation. So if you're going to do it, at least do it right. You know, but that comes out of the Caucasian customs of watching the animals. You know, that's not something as African people that we naturally did. Oh. You know, that's something that we're social engineered to pick up and accept. And also it was used by Caucasian men that couldn't excite their women and get them to ejaculate regular ways. You know, so they use that as a way to masturbate their women. So when we do that, we're, again, loving our mates like they're African or like they're European men and women. Okay. And as far as the kids doing this, I mean, the kids, they learn sex from TV, music, magazines, talk shows. And, you know, so what we have to do as responsible African adults is we have to show them or at least instruct them the right ways to do it, because you're only going to go based off what they see. I mean, our youth today are a product of us. So if that's what they're doing, they're getting it from us. You know, and we're, if they're not directly getting it from us, you know, we share in that responsibility when we know is going on. I was a high school basketball coach, so I heard it all. You know, most of the guys on the team said they only had anal sex because a woman couldn't get pregnant. You know, so naturally, you know, that disturbed me. You know, so I sat them down and I had the sex talk with them, you know, because a lot of them didn't have fathers or mothers that went into that with their kids or didn't feel comfortable. So I kind of took it upon myself to broach the situation. And most of them, they knew more about it than I had any idea about. So it wasn't anything new to them. But, you know, I gently explained to them the right way to love a African queen.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
That's the boys' basketball team, you know. So the women's basketball team, you know, that's a whole other subject, a whole other topic there. But it needs to be discussed. You know, a lot of times we may think that's a topic that, you know, we shouldn't talk to our kids about. But if they don't get it from us, best believe they are getting it. And they're getting it younger and younger because sex sells. You know, the earlier you can socially engineer someone to sex, the more CDs you can sell, the more magazines, the more people going to watch Jerry Springer and Maury Povich. You know, so we have to intervene and get to the root of that before it grows into a full-grown tree. And that's all they know. And how to include God in our relationship, well, as African-centered people, God is already in it because we're from the spirit world. But we take God out of it by having our practices. I don't know if you heard this, but, you know, when we have our sex at night, you know, that goes against another ritual and ceremony that goes against our nature. You know, you keep God in it by doing things according to your nature. You know, and that's by having it during the daylight hours between 10 and 3 when your body is sexually or reproductively energized to have intercourse. You know, we say a meditation, you know, with our mate. Or not say a meditation, we can go into a meditation with our mate. Say a prayer with our mate before and after. You know, asking God to bless the act. Does that help you, sister?
It does. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
All right. We do have only 8 minutes left in the live stream. So that means if you are on the live stream or logged into the chat room and you're listening through the live stream, please do switch over and call in. The call number is 917-932-8881. And we do have one more caller. But before I get to my last caller, I just want you to be able to get in all the information about your show, I mean, everything you're doing, your shows coming up, shout-outs, the website, challenge, everything like that. So just.
Okay, all right. Well, I'd like to first and foremost thank you, Queen, for inviting me on and having me introduce my work to your listeners. I'd like to thank everyone for listening and participating in this discussion, you know, a month discussion that we must have amongst our people out here. But I definitely want to give a shout-out to the True Food Healer out there, you know, I called in earlier, the guy for the challenge. My family, Jew Africa Designs, Amazing Botanicals, Vegan Flavor Cafe, Beautiful by Design, photography and videography, and the whole Inside Body fam, you know, because without that family, you know, that's where all this knowledge and information comes from, you know, so big shout-out to them. And, of course, my extended family, Coors by Nature, you know, Miss Pam Jenkins doing big things. And I'm actually be at her show December 8th in D.C., Coils and Cocktails. So if you go on her webpage or her Facebook, Pam Jenkins or Coors by Nature, find out more information about that. And also big shout-out to Malika Cooper with the Evolution of Hair Tour. We will be bringing that tour through Harrisburg, PA, my hometown, April 6th. So please, please be on the lookout for that. And I definitely just want to thank the Creator, you know, for and our ancestors for endowing me with this knowledge. You know, and if anything I said, you know, I misrepresented in the wrong way or through our ancestral knowledge and the great Dr. Imhotep, the mistake was all mine.
All right. All right. And give them the website so they can get more information on you?
Yes, and the website is www.insidebodybyconsir.com. You can see clips of my videos on YouTube under Consir TV. And, of course, you can befriend me on Facebook. I'm under Heal I Self. That's HEALEYESELF.
All right. So we do have these last callers we're going to go over. And, again, like I said, if you're listening in through the chat, the live stream, and you have access to a telephone, you can listen into the rest of the show through the archive. We're going to go over into recording the archive time. All right. Again, that call-in number is 917-932-8881. And our caller is from the 213 area code. Caller from the 213 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah, peace, Mike. I got a question about ejaculation because I came up kind of late. I don't know if y'all covered that or not.
All right, peace, my brother.
Yeah, peace. I wanted to know how can a brother experience that? What I need to be disciplined in?
Okay, ejaculation or ejaculation? Because I think we all know ejaculation, right?
Yeah, the inner.
Okay, ejaculation. Okay, what you want to do is during the middle of intercourse, you know, before you reach that climax, you want to pull it out. You know, as you pull it out, you want to desensitize it. And that's, you can, you know, beat it on your leg or, you know, just rub it gently. Say some type of prayer or mantra, you know, to calm it down. You know, you're still going to be in a wrecked state, you know, but once you calm it down, you're subliminating your reproductive drive. And what that does, that energy that normally goes into ejaculate to push the sperm out, it goes inward, and it actually goes into your penile gland. It pushes up through your system. You know, so you repeat this 2-3 times during the middle of intercourse, you can actually experience an orgasm.
Yeah. How long will it take, though, like just 2-3 times?
Well, it's an art to it. You know, you have to feel your body out, you know, because the first time you do it, you may not catch it. You may just bust in your hand or something. You know, so it may take a couple times of practicing it, you know, but each time, you know, depending on how strong you are, brother, you know, how long you do your do, you know, each time before you go to ejaculate, before you go to climax, you pull it out. You know, you don't ejaculate at all. You know, so each time before you're about to do it, pull it out. You know, it's going to take a couple times of, you know, defining this art for yourself, you know, but you can start that process. You know, because every time you have sex, you know, you don't want to ejaculate. You know, you want to do some ejaculations.
True. True. I've been waiting for that that info. Appreciate that, brother. I was going to ask another question, but you answered that. Where did the oral sex come from? So you put that where it came from, the Caucasians. So I figured that much. But, yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Thank you for calling in. And make sure you inbox the queen. Let me know how you work out with that.
Yeah, for sure. And I need to stay up on y'all. Like, I need to,
Facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen and Facebook.com/healiself, EYESELF.
Cool. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, my brother.
All right. Thank you.
We do have another caller, from the 706 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? Peace, caller from the 706. Guess they're just listening. All right, we do have another caller, from the 111 area code. Caller from the 111 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Hello?
Peace, my sister.
Hello? Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, I wanted to know what's the best way for a woman. I've heard a lot about what a man can do for a woman. What does the man need from the woman sexually?
Well, I guess, you know, that's a lot of personal involved. You know, each man requires different things. You know, it's not a one-set approach to sexual intercourse. You know, like I said, this is holistic. You know, and just like a woman needs to experiment and touch on themselves, you know, a man should, you know, practice the same thing. You know, that's something we talked about earlier, that the man getting in touch with his feminine side. You know, no homosexuality, but his feminine side, the gentle men inside of him. Understand what makes his body move. You know, there's no exact energy centers for a man. You know, pretty much anything, you know, would excite a man. You know, but if you rub the underside of his penis, which I've mentioned as the frenulum, you know, that could definitely arouse him and get him sexually motivated.
Okay.
Are you talking about sexually or in a relationship?
No, I was talking sexually, yeah.
Okay, yeah, do that and, you know, rub his hair a little bit too. that may
right.
be personal there, but, you know, but go with what you mean.
Yeah, all right.
You
Thank
know, definitely
you.
Open communication. You know, let them know that you're interested in pleasing them. You know, take your time with it. You know, talk, be open. You know, don't just get naked and get straight into it. You know, get naked and play and talk and have little games. You know, definitely be
okay,
open
so
with what you're.
Dance, too, dance. Do a little dance. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, so we're already on the right path. I thought so. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
Thank you.
We have another question, written in question. What foods can you eat to increase sexual energy and vitality?
Okay. I touched on this a little bit earlier. You know, basically, you want to go with a whole food diet. You know, anything that's denatured and, you know, processed doesn't have any of the natural vitamins and minerals in it. You know, so, I mean, of course, you can go with, what is it, cranberries and things like that. But as what it is, just natural whole foods. You know, fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, that strengthens the vitality of the reproductive organs. You know, also you can try some herbs, you know, the yohimbe, the damiana, and different ginsengs, you know, different Panax ginsengs. You know, they come in little bottles, you know, you can see them just regular convenience stores.
Mm-hmm. All the hood corner stores got
yeah.
on little thing. Just chilling. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. All right, so we do have another caller from the 239 area code. Caller from the 239 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, good afternoon. My money, God, I got a question off the topic. I want to know why some of our female goddesses can't have kids.
That's not off the topic.
Yeah, because we're talking about sex, you know, we're talking about sexual healing, and we're talking about zones, but I want to know about why some of our goddesses can't give birth.
Well, it's multiple reasons for that. You know, it's not just one reason that, you know, they can't give birth. It could be the body's not properly processing the sperm. It can be the eggs or the ovaries aren't properly developing. It could be an issue of fibroid tumors blocking it. Be a hormone imbalance, which is related to the nervous system. They can be highly stressed, and they could go through an abortion every time they have sex. You know, essentially that's what birth control is. You know, you're aborting the eggs every time, you know, but there's multiple reasons for that, brother.
Okay, because I know a female, she's 37. She's been trying to have kids all her life. She can't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she have a sister also that's older than her. It's like it runs in their DNA. She's 50 with no kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing you can do is, you know, the quality of the sperm going into the woman. You know, that can play a huge factor, too. You know, what I would say to that is, you know, go on a natural whole food diet. you know, because there's different vitamins and minerals she could be lacking. You know, she may be highly stressed, you know, and if she doesn't have the vitamins and minerals to combat the stress that she's feeling, you know, that can relate to that area also. You know.
All right, what about her partner, her male partner has numerous of kids, but she just can't have his kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be a multiple issues. You can look me up online. You know,
okay,
go to my Facebook page or something, inbox me. You know, I can have a therapy session with her because a lot of times, you know, it's not just physically. It could be mentally. It could be spiritually. You know, it can be a host of different things. So, you know, that would be good, you know, if we had a counseling session. You know, and I do most of my counseling sessions over the phone. So if you send me an inbox on Facebook, you know, I'll be happy to talk to her. And, you know, we can get to the root of it. Because, you know, when you're analyzing situations, you don't want to go into the symptom. The symptom is not being able to have kids. You know, you want to get to the root of the problem. You know, if you ask somebody for directions, you first have to ask them, where are they coming from? You know, so that's what I would need to know, you know, to properly answer that question. So look me up on Facebook and send me an inbox.
Okay, my brother.
All right, my brother. Peace. Thanks for listening.
All right.
All right. So that concludes our call-in session. Pretty much. So we got through all the callers, thankfully. And I think we did a pretty good job covering the topic.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So,
yes, I really enjoyed this. You know, I had fun doing it. You know, hopefully, you know, our people have been enlightened, you know, and understand, you know, I treat and heal all people, but my specialty is ethnomedicine, you know, so I do a lot of melanin work, you know, and that's, you know, melanated people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is, you know, I treat everybody, but this show here in particular was nothing against anyone else, but it was for, you know, melanated people.
Why do we always have the preference that it's for our people? No preference.
Right, right.
It's for our people. There you go. All
right.
Right. So, you know, thank you for being on, and thank you for sharing this time with us and giving us all this information. We really, really do appreciate it. All right?
Well, thank you, my sister. Much success and abundance to you.
Hey, you as well. All right, you've been listening into Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us for our show on Unique Imagery next week with Sapia Prince, a renowned photographer, great brother. And we're going to go in on how photography sends messages deeper into the levels of our subconscious mind. All right. So you can always visit us on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com as well as youtube.com/CWTQ update, as well as like us on Facebook, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, I'm going to take it out with a little bit of Raheem Devon, Lotus Flower Bomb remix.
Tingling your vertebrae. See, you got heart in the way. just wanna shower you, help you bloom over. Got my ego up, put a bone naked in your high heels. See you strive, you keep me amplified. I'll keep you open wide. I'm talking so Miami wet. Tell me it's a five fools if we did it. We ain't even touching yet. Broken on your naughty toes, got your panties soaking wet. See the heart don't race, if your mind ain't running. And like a trilogy, I wanna keep you coming. I got all of that lingo, I got all of that wordplay. Feel me all in your cranium, tingling in your vertebrae.
Hold up, hold up.